Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf dalid. We left off on daf kuf gimel amud beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. A few lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bar Simcha LaHashalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, they shall return home safely, and also by Kenny Sharf, Lezecher Nishmas' mother, Anita Sharf, Chana Bas Yehuda Halevi Zechron Levracha, the Nesham Shev Naliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to talk about, we started already talking about yesterday, the value of offering food to people, and how Micha was able to get great schar just for the fact that he fed people, even though he was also the person that made the Pesel Micha. So apparently it has great protective power, and the Gemara is going to identify different times in history where offering food to people was extremely helpful to otherwise wicked people. The Gemara is then going to discuss a number of people who somehow didn't make the list of people who ain lam chelek li'olam haba, and we're going to want to know, why is Achaz not on the list? Why is Amon not on the list? Why is Yehoyakim not on the list of people who are ein lochelek li'olam haba? So the Gemara is going to discuss each of those. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the mistakes that Chizkiyahu HaMelech made. And then the Gemara is going to spend the entire Amud Beis pretty much darshening the first perek of Eicha. So it's not a very cheerful daf because we're darshening Eicha. So that's pretty much Amud Beis. And it even has a little bit of a discussion on Amud Beis, why it is or how it is that someone gets to decide who's Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Like, who knows that information? And the people that determine that information wanted to include a very surprising name on the list until HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a stop to it and said that you're not allowed to include that name. We'll leave that as a mystery until the end of the daf. So let's begin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. It's three lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Gedola legima. The fact that someone feeds guests is so great. Sherechika shtei mishpachos mi Yisrael, that it managed to keep two families away from the Jewish people. Amun and Moab, who are asulava b'kal Hashem forever, was all because they didn't feed the Jewish people. Shneimar al devar asher lo kidmu aschem b'lechem u'b'mayim, that they didn't greet us with lechem and mayim. So that's that the failure in that area is what caused them to be aser lava b'kal forever. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar. Rabbi Yochanan himself says differently. Another teaching about feeding people, and that is that merachekes asakrovim mikareves asarachokim u'malem aseinayim min arashayim u'mashu shchina al nevi'a abal v'shigas. That there are five things that feeding people accomplishes. And we're going to go through one by one. Number one, merachekes asakrovim, that it distances those who are otherwise close to us. Well, that's me'amanu Moav. We know that from Amanu Moav. They're our relatives, they're our cousins. They descended from Lot, who was Avram Avinu's nephew. And because they're lokidim v'aschem lechem mayim, even though they're krovim, it's merachik them. They're no longer allowed to be lovel b'kal Hashem, Adolam. They're never allowed to be lovel b'kal Hashem. Second, mekarevis es haruchokim. It takes those who otherwise would be distant and brings them closer to us. Mi Yisro. We derive that from Yisro. Dam Rabbi Yochanan b'schar kurin lo v'yochal lechem. In the schar that Yisro said to his daughters, call him and let's give him some food to eat. And Moshe Rabbeinu ate at Yisro's table. Zachu b'nei bana v'yashu b'lishchas hagazis. The descendants of Yisro ended up sitting in the lishchas hagazis as members of the Sanhedrin. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, u'mishpachos sofrim yoshvei yaibetz terasayim shemasim suchasim heima hakinim habayim mechamas avivais rechev. And the kinim are the descendants of Yisro. Because Ksif Hasan, the pasuk says in Shoftim b'nei Keni Chosein Moshe alumi ira tamarim es b'nei Yehuda midbar Yehuda asher b'negev arad, that they went to learn Torah by Yaivitz, who was in the midbar Yehuda and the Negev Arad, but it was the Keni Chosein Moshe. So you see, the Kenim are Yisro ve'yelech ve'yeshev esam, and they sat there with the Talmidim that were Yoshev Lefanov, that were sitting in front of Yaivitz. So you see this idea that the B'nai Banav Shel Yisro were members of the Sanhedrin. So now we're going to see later on in two days from now that Yisro was zocha to have Bnei Banav sitting Belishchas Hagazis because he ran away at the time that they were giving Paro the Eitzah to throw all the Jewish babies into the Ya'ar. And Yisro said, I want no part of this, and he ran away. And there was Shlosh HaYubosa Eitzah. There were three people that were involved in that Eitzah. So that's a more famous Maimar Chazal than this one. But that one seems to say that that's the reason that Bnei Banav were members of the Sanhedrin. So the Marsha says, how could it be that we have two different reasons? Which one is it? Which zuchus was it for Yisro? Was it the fact that he provided Moshe Rabbeinu with a meal? Or is it the fact that he refused to partake in the decrees against the Jewish people? So the Marsha says that what the Gemara is telling us over here is why he was Zocha Lava Bekal Hashem. And that's because he after Moshe Rabbeinu saved his daughters and he wanted to show proper Akaras HaTov, in contrast to Ammon and Moab, who are also Lava Bekal Hashem because they are Kafui Tova by not giving us Lechem U'mayim, Yisro demonstrated Akaras HaTov, and that's why he belongs Bekal Hashem. So that's why he's allowed to be Bekal Hashem. Then the next step is, now that he's Bekal Hashem, he's eligible, or his descendants are eligible, along with everybody else's descendants, to be perhaps among those who serve in the Lishchas Hagazis. So why were his descendants chosen among everybody else's descendants? Oh, that's because he didn't participate in the plot against the Jewish babies, against Klal Yisrael. So it was a two-step thing. First, he has to be part of the tribe, and then once he's part of the tribe, why does he rise to that level? So part of the tribe because he fed Moshe. He rises to that level because he doesn't participate in the Eitzah against the babies. Ma'alemes einayim min harashayim. A third thing that providing people food does is that it's ma'alemes einayim min harashayim, that it causes Hashem not to punish the Rishayim the way he otherwise would have. Mimicha, we learned that from Micha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish him for the pesel that he did because he was someone who provided food for over Edrachim. And then another fourth thing that it accomplishes, Umash Shechina al Nevi'ei Abal, that even the Nevi'ei Abal are Zochet HaShras HaShechina when they feed people. Mechavero Shel Ido HaNavi, we learned that from the Chavero of Ido HaNavi. What was that story? When Yeravam was the Melech over the Jewish people, Hashem sent Ido HaNavi to Beitel, where Yeravam had set up one of his Eglei Azov, Rav Odezara, and he told him to start prophesizing about the terrible punishment that's going to befall the Kohanim of Odezara, the priest for this of Odezara, and Hashem told him, but one thing, do not eat there and do not drink there. And there was a Navi Sheker that told Ido HaNavi that Hashem told me that you're supposed to eat and drink with me. And Ido believed this Navi Sheker, and he went and he ate and he drank with this Navi Sheker. And after he ate and he drank with this Navi Sheker, the Navi Sheker had a Ruach Nevuah that was a true Ruach Nevuah. Dechsiv, the Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Ve'yiyem Yoshem el Shulchan, Ve'yidvar Hashem el Navi, Asher Eshivo. And he told him, B'shem Hashem, that because you violated the Tzivay Hashem and you ate with me and you drank with me, you're not going to ever be Zochet to be buried B'kever Avosav. And that's in fact what happened. He was killed by a lion and he was buried on the road where he was killed by a lion. So that Ruach Nevuah that this Navi Sheker had was because this Navi Sheker was feeding him. And the final thing that feeding someone accomplishes is Shigasa Ola Zadon, that even someone who's Beshogeg in not providing someone with food and drink is going to be punished as if he was amazed. If Yohanan would have only given David two loaves of bread to take with him on the road at the time that David was running away from Shaul, two kikoros alechem, the Mishnah Maseches Peah says, is enough for mazon shtei suudos, and an ani that's over mimakom lemakom, you're supposed to give him mazon shtei suudos, you're supposed to provide him with at least that much, at least enough to have shtei suudos. Had he just done that, then David would not have had to look for bread and look for food in Novira Kohanim, and Lo Negra, and therefore they would not have been accused of harboring a criminal, of harboring David who's a fugitive running away from Shaul, and then Shaul, Doeg would not have spoken to Lashon Hara about Novira Kohanim, Shaul would not have killed out Novira Kohanim, all these terrible things wouldn't have happened. Lo Nerga Novira Kohanim, they wouldn't have died. Velo Nitra Doeg Adomi, Doeg Adomi, who was a great, great Talmud Chacham, would not have spoken that Lashon Hara that caused him to lose his Olam Haba. Velo Nerag Shaul Shloshes Barav, and Shaul and his three sons would not have gotten killed as a punishment for killing out the city of Nov. So Yehonasan was one of those who got killed. So we're treating him him like amazing, even though obviously he was a shogeg. Now the Marshav is bothered by Akasha that when Shaul brings up the spirit of Shmuel using the Balas Ov, and Shmuel tells him you're going to die b'mulchama, he says why, and he doesn't say it's because you killed out Novir Kohanim. He says because when you fought a war with Amalek, you left Agag alive, you left the king alive, and you're supposed to wipe out everybody from Amalek. Well, wait a second, over here we're saying that it's because of Novir Kohanim that Shaul died. Meaning we're going through the Shtal Shulus HaDvarim, and we're saying that if only Yonasan would have given David some food, then the whole Novir Kohanim episode wouldn't have happened, and then Shaul and his children would not have died, had the whole episode of Novir Kohanim not happened. So that's a little bit strange, because the story with Novir Kohanim is not why Shaul died. Apparently, according to the Ruach of Shmuel, the reason Shaul died in that Milchama was because he left Agag alive. So the Marsha says that in leaving Zara Amalek alive, he would not have gotten punished. I'm sorry, I'm going to zoom conked out a little bit. By leaving Agag alive, he would not have gotten punished by being killed and having his three children be killed. He just would have lost the war. And this personally he suffered by getting killed and having his three children killed because of Novir Kohanim. So that's the Marsha. That's a very much the style of the Marsha, that he's always bothered by, well, if it's this Onesh for that Avera, so how could it be that somewhere else it tells us this Onesh, that it's our second Marsha like that today already. Okay, so the Gemara now goes back to discuss various Malchi Yehuda and why it is that they do have that they're not listed among those who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Umrei Malo Manu as Achaz. Why is Achaz Malchi Yehuda not listed among the kings who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba? Amar Rabbi Yirmi Barab Neshamutal Ben Shnei Tzadikim Ben Yosam L'Chizkiyo, because he was between two tzadikim. His father was Yosam, his son was Chizkiyo, and for the covet of the father and the son, we don't want to list the generation between as someone who does not have a chelek in Olam Haba. So Rav Yosef Amar, different reason. Because at least he was embarrassed about his Avera. He was embarrassed to face Yeshayahu. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, when Ratzin Melech Aram and Pekach Ben Remaliyahu, the Melech Yisrael, fought Achaz Melech Yehuda b'Milchama, and they sent Hashem sent Yeshayahu Anavi to tell him not to worry about them. Vayomer Hashem Yeshayahu, say na lekros Achaz, ato ushar yashuv bincha el ktsei ta'olas habrecha ha'elyone el mesilas dekoves. Hashem sends Yeshayahu to go have a conversation with Achaz. So my koves, what is the koves that's mentioned in the pasuk? Ika da amri, some say dekavshinu la'ape v'chalaf, that he covered his face and he walked by so that Yeshayahu wouldn't see him. Koves is lashon kovesh, to hide. So he was hiding. V'ikadamri uchlu dekatri sachaf areshe v'chalaf, that he took the basket that launderers would use. It was a basket that they would fill with water, and water would seep through the cracks in the basket in order to moisten the clothing as they were washing the clothing. He took that basket, he put it over his head, and walked by Yeshayahu because he was embarrassed to look Yeshayahu in the eye. He didn't want Yeshayahu to see him. So you see that he had busha for all of his averos. So that busha is what earned him a chelek in Olam Haba. So two reasons why Achaz is not on the list of people in the chelek Olam Haba: either because his father and his son were both tzaddikim, so he's surrounded by two generations of tzaddikim, which makes it sound like, and therefore we don't want to be mevaz of them, but really he doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba, we just don't want to list him. Or, no, he has a chelek in Olam Haba because at least he had busha from his averos. That's the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos, that anyone who doesn't have averos and is misbayish lo, is mochon lo kalavanosav, that the busha itself could be a mechila savono. So that could be what earned him the place in Olam Haba. Okay, mipnei ma'lo manu es Amon. Why is Amon Melech Yehuda among the not among the kings that are in Lochelek Liolam Abba? Says Mar Mnei Kvodo Shal Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was his son, so for the honor of the son, we're not going to list the father. So says Mar, well, Menashe Nami Lo Nimni. We shouldn't mention Menashe either on the list. Mnei Kvodo Shal Chizkiyahu, because his father was Chizkiyahu. So if you're going to say that if he's one generation removed from a tzaddik, that's enough reason not to be on the list. What's Menashe doing on the list? Menashe is also one generation removed from a tzaddik. So says Gemara, no, a big difference. Bra mezaki Abba, Abba lo mezaki Bra. That a son who's a tzaddik is able to save a father who's a Rasha. So Yoshio, who's a tzaddik, is able to save Amon, who's a Rasha, who's his father. But a father is not able to save a son. And therefore, Chizkiyo is not able to save his son Menashe from not having a chelik in Olam Abba. How do I know this? Tchsiv, v'ein miyadi matzil. And we darshin, ein Avram matzil Yishmael, v'ein Yitzchak matzil Esav. That Avram is not able to save Yishmael, because a father cannot save a son. Yitzchak is not able to save Esav for that same reason. So it sounds from the Gemara that Yishmael required saving, right? That Avram was not able to save Yishmael from suffering in Gehenim for eternity. But the problem is that the Gemara, at the end of the first paragraph of Basra, says that Yishmael did tshuva at the end of his life. So the Chora, he should not need any saving. And it's the Taurus Chaim points out, and you know, the simple answer might be, okay, machlokas hasugyos, our Gemara holds that Yishmael didn't do tshuva, and therefore he does require saving. But it's hard to say that that he didn't do tshuva, because it doesn't make sense that we would have a Tana named Rabbi Yishmael if Yishmael remained a Rasha throughout his entire life. How could anyone name their child after a Rasha? So it's more mistaber that he did tshuva. So because otherwise, it's the halacha is the Gemara in Yuma says that Shem Rishayim Yerkav. You're not supposed to name after Rishayim. So Tosa Rosh in Yuma writes that Taka is a machlokas and sugya, whether Yishmael did tshuva or he's meisper Risho. What about the fact that there's a Tana that's named Yishmael? Shouldn't that be a raya that he did tshuva? So he says no. Yishmael might be Tosa Rosh writes Yishmael might be an exception to that rule, that even though you're not allowed a name after a Rasha, that since the name Yishmael was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so the name Yishmael was chosen in the Chumash by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that name can't be bad. That name, it has a positive connotation. Yishmakel, right? So Yishmael, meaning the reason you're not supposed to name after a Rasha might be that we assume that Shmagarim, that the name has something, some bad mazel to it, that it's going to cause a person or lean a person in a certain direction of doing averos. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the name, then it's an indication that Yishmael was not a Rasha because of his name. He was a Rasha in spite of his name. So someone else who has that name could do quite well for himself, as Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana, did. He did quite well for himself spiritually. The reason, what's the reason that it goes only in that direction, the Brahma Zaka Abba, but not in the reverse? So the Marsha explains that Rishayim, they're very often, you have Rishayim who want their children to be tzaddikim. So they'll work very hard on the chinuch of their children, that the kid shouldn't be like them, that the kid should be a tzaddik. However, an Av is not Mezaka Beno, because if an Av was a tzaddik, the son is more to blame for not being a tzaddik, because the son actually had who to learn from. He had a role model to learn from, right? That's what the Gemara says. The story, the Gemara says, where is it in Brachos? The Gemara says, where Abaye and Rava were both young children, and someone asked them, you know, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rava pointed to the ceiling, and Abaye went outside and pointed to the sky. I was just at a chasna on Thursday night, and I saw Rabbi Chaim Axelrod from New Rochelle, and he told me that he heard a pshat, that Rava grew up with parents. So he grew up in a home. So where's your Yir Shamayim from? He pointed to the ceiling, the home. This is where it came from. Abaye grew up an orphan. Where does your Yir Shamayim come from? So he went outside and he pointed to. So the fact that he came to it on his own was an indication that he was going to be an Adam Gadol. Now, but when a person has the opportunity to learn from parents, they're expected to do so. And therefore, a Rasha ben Tzaddik is in worse trouble, maybe, than a Rasha ben Rasha. But a Tzaddik ben Rasha will save the father. The Tzidkus of the son will save the father. The Gemara Masechta Sota and Daf Yud says that Avshalom rebelled against his father, and he was killed. And David davened eight times. We're using the word bini, seven times to take him out of seven maduri gehenim, and one additional time to bring him to Gan Eden. So Tosfos over there is bothered. I thought that a father can't help a son. Avshalom was David's son. How could the tzidkos of David and the tefilos of David help the son rise up to that level? So Tosfos explains that Avshalom was received his own ish already in Olam Hazeh by dying a misa Mishuna. And therefore, the tefillah of the father were able to help the son when the son died of Misa Mishuna. The tefillos of David were able to elevate Avshalom and to bring him into Gan Eden. Now, this concept of Brahma Zaka Abba, Abba Lo Mazaka Bra is brought in Halacha as well. The Ramah quotes a Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev that says that when you say Kaddish for a Niftar, it's only an Av Ve'em and not Shara Ve'lim, because the Kaddish is not about the Korva that one feels, because there's no greater Korva than a parent toward a child. Rachmeya Av Ala Ben, much more than Ben Ala Av. The Gemara earlier in Sanhedrin had told us about Baba Machteres. So Karachim Av Al Banim, Kinesha Yoyer Kano, Al Gozolav Yirachev. So it must be that the Kaddish has nothing to do with Korva. It's about the fact that the Ben is Mezaka Av, but an Av is not Mezaka Ben. And that's why the Ramah writes that Kaddish is for a parent. Kaddish is not recited for a child. In the Tshuva's Torah L'Shma, he writes about hiring someone to say Kaddish. If a person can't say Kaddish himself, he says, I don't understand where that's from. He says, why does it help to have other people say Kaddish if the person is not the Ben? Only the Ben is able to accomplish that tikkun for the Neshama. Magid Avraham, however, in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis writes that if the son is unable to say Kaddish and he wants someone else to take his place, he should hire someone else to take his place, but lo b'chinam, you should pay someone to do it. And he writes that that's going to be a toelus for the niftar, because we assume that when you hire someone, you pay someone, he becomes your shaliach. So the son is able to make a shaliach to create that zuchus for the father. In the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, he says that there are places that they're knowing that the father does say Kaddish for his son, against the Ramah, against that Tshuvas Binyamin Zeiv, and they say that it's Dafka by Yishmael and Esav, who were Muchzuk Berishus, that an Av is not Mezaka Ben. That Enochinami, the Gemara says, that an Av is not Mezaka Ben. But then it gives examples. It says Yishmael and Esav. But if the kid wasn't Yishmael and he wasn't Esav, then Av is Mezaka Ben. So that's a machlokas that you have in the poskim, Ada Yom Hazeh, that you'll find some people that say Kaddish for a child, Rachman al son, and some people that that do not, based on those two days. So the Ramah says not to, but there are others, Shvus Yaakov and others, that say that yes. So Hasha Dosas Lachi, now that we have to say that a Ben is Mezaka Aviv, so Achaz Nami lo Imni, Mishum Kvodu Shul Chizkiyo. Now I understand why Achaz is not on the list, because of Kvodu Shul Chizkiyo, meaning we gave before two reasons why Achaz is not on the list, either because he was surrounded by generations of tzaddikim, both above and below, or because he was embarrassed about his Aveira. But it could just be very simply that Chizkiyo was his son, and he had a tzaddik of a son, so Brahma Zaka Abba, and that's it. So that would be a good enough answer. So it's a third answer as to why Achaz is not on the list. Okay, why is Yoyakim Melech Yehuda not on the list of those who do not have a chelik in Olam Haba? Mishum de Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Avuha. Damar Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Avuha. Ksiv al gulgalto shal Yoyakim zos va'od acheres. It says on the skull of Yoyakim this and more. Meaning there was already one revenge taken against Yoyakim, and there's going to be another one. So he already had his kapara, and because he already had his kapara, he has a chelek in Olam Haba. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Yoyakim is going to have his nekama, and therefore he's going to be able to be zochet Olam Haba? Why didn't Hashem do the same favor for all the other malachim? So the Ben Yoyada, the Ein Elio rather, explains that Yoyakim was not machtias b'nei doro. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to calm down and was able to forgive that. Person could be a chote, but if he's not a machti, then there's still a chance. But a chote or machti is the very worst. So the Gemara says, what were these nekamos that were taken against Yoyakim? Zekeinu Rabbi Preda, the grandfather of Rabbi Preda, Ashkachu Galta Dava Koshad Yibishar Yerushalayim, he found the skull that was in the gates of Yerushalayim, Uksiv Ba, and it says, Zos Va'od Acheres, so Kavra V'lo Ikbra. He tried to bury it, and it wouldn't be buried. It kept coming out. Kavra V'lo Ikbra. So Amar, the grandfather, Rabbi Preda's grandfather said, Gulgatel Sho Yoyakim. Yoyakim, this must be the skull of Yoyakim. D'chsiv Bey, it says, Kavuras Chamor Yikaver, Sochova Hashlech, it says, Mehalal L'Shar Yerushalayim, the pasuk continues, that it's meant to be just cast about by the Shar Yerushalayim. So Amar, so he said, Malkohu, Yoyakim was a melech, V'loich Shal Zuzule Bey. It's not proper to be mezalzel in a melech like this, that he should, his skull should just be lying around. So Kracha B'Shiroi V'Osu B'Sifta. So he wrapped it up nicely, and he brought it, and he put it in a box in his house. Chazisa D'Bitu, his wife, wife was going through his stuff and she found the skeleton in the closet. So Savra Hadiitza Kamaisa Hava, and she figured that this must be the skull of his first wife, Dalo Kamanchila, and he hasn't forgotten about her, that he still loves her and he's still thinking about her. So Shagra Tanura Vakalse. So she lit up the oven and she burnt the skull of what she assumed was the reminder of the first wife. That's why it says Zos Varacheres. That's why there are those that are knowing when they get remarried after the death of a spouse that there are no pictures of the first spouse around the house. That it's that the second spouse doesn't always take that so well, like in this Maisa. So Tanya, Amar Bishum Ben Elazar, Bishvil Hatov Beinecha Asisi, because Chizkiya said to Hashem in his tefila, Hatov Beinecha Asisi, and that's not a proper way to talk. You shouldn't be Machzik Tovel the Atzma like that. Take credit for all your good deeds. So when Yishayahu Hanavi came and told him Hashem is going to be merape him, he didn't answer. He didn't believe it. Rather, he said Maos. He said, "I want a sign. What's going to be the sign that I'm going to have a refuah?" So he did that avera because he was already on a lower madrega for having taken credit for his mitzvos. So by taking credit, it put him in a place where he's the kind of person that's going to say Maos. Ubishvil Maos. And because he asked Ma'os, Nachrim Machul al Shulchano. Nachrim ended up having to eat by his table. Ubishvil Shenachrim Machul al Shulchano. And because Nachrim ate on his Shulchan, Garam Galus Labanav. That led his children into Galus. This is a raya to that which Chizkiah taught. Right? It's you wonder if that's a coincidence that Chizkiah the Amora is the one that says the Memra about Chizkiah. So it's a raya that which Damar Chizkiah called him Zamin over Chavnu. That anyone who invites of the chum to his house and serves them causes galus to causes his children to suffer from galus. That they're going to end up being officers in the heichal of the melech bavel. So. The Gemara tells us, and what exactly did he do when the Melech Bavel, the Avdei Melech Bavel, came to visit him? Because the pasuk says in Yishayahu, "Vayismach aleihem Chizkiyahu." He was so excited that he had these visitors, the Avadim of the Melech Bavel. Vayarim es beis nechoso es hakesef es azav es hamsam es shemen atov. He starts showing them everything, and the pasuk goes on. He showed them everything. He opened up all the treasures and whatever. He showed them whatever he's got. So Marav, my Beis Nechoso, what does Beis Nechoso mean? Ishto Hishkasa Alehem, that his own wife was serving them, and she's called Beis Nechoso. The way Rashi learns is because Nichoy is a lashon of Chisaron, and a woman was taken from the Chisaron of the man, from the rib of the man that was taken out of the man, and that's why a wife is called Beis Nechoso. Others say no, it's bias, it's the lashon of bias. That's from more Mustavel. The Arama writes not from the word nechoso, it's bayis, beiso zuishto. So that's how we know that it's ishto that served them. Shmuel amar beis kinozav. Shmuel says beis nechoso means his treasury, heralehem, that he showed them. Rabbi Yochanan amar zayin ochel zayin heralehem, that he showed them his weapons, that he knew that he had these sophisticated weapons that could cut through iron and produce more weapons. So beis nechoso is lashon of haka'o, because one barzel is maka the other barzel and is able to make these very sophisticated weapons. So why on earth did he do this? Ben Yoyada explains he did this with good kavanos, because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that Klal Yisrael is going to end up in Galus Bavel, and their wives are going to be shavuyos, and they're going to serve as shvachos to the enemies, and that they're going to be bozes, they're going to despoil the money of the Jewish people. So he said, maybe I could be mekayim the gezeira of what's going to happen between the Jewish people and the Melech Bavel by being mekayim it b'miktsas. So maybe we can avoid a lot of suffering in the future if instead of all the Jewish women being shvachos, I have my wife serve them and she's the queen, so she'll be a representative of the Jewish women, who is and that will be a kiyum of that nevuah that's supposed
supposed to happen. And maybe by showing them the money that I have, by showing them everything I have, that will be a way that they feel that they're despoiling, they're taking spoils of the Jewish people. So the kavana was Latova, but it didn't work out. So now the rest of the daf goes through Psukim and Eicha. Eicha Yashva Badada. Amar Rav Amar Rav Yochanan, Mnei Malok Yisrael Be'Eicha. Why did Klal Yisrael suffer with the word Eicha? That's how Megillas Eicha starts. Mnei Sha'avral Shosh M'Sheish Krisos Shabbatorah, because they violated the 36 Yisuri Krisos in the Torah, and Eicha's Begematria 36. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mnei Malok Be'Aleph Beis. Why is it that Eicha is written in the order of Aleph Beis? Mnei Sha'avral Torah about Aleph Beis, because they violated the Torah, which was given with the letters of Aleph Beis. Yashva Badad, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad Ein Yaakov El Eretz Dagon V'Tirosh Esham Av Yar Futal. I said that they're going to be Betach Badad, that they're going to live, that even though they're going to be alone, they're going to live in security, and they're going to have nothing to fear from any enemies or any Chayos Ros or anything like that. But Achshav, now that they did Averos, Yeh Badad Moshavam, they're going to be distant from the rest of humanity. They're going to be treated like lepers that are a distance from everybody else. Ha'ira basiyam, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This pasuk tells me shayim asin ketanu gadol gadol lekatan k'dei shulem banim harbe, that they would marry off an older man to a younger woman, or an older woman to a younger man, in order to increase fertility rates. The logic apparently was that if you have a couple where both of them are not very fertile, then the chances of them having children are very, very low. But if the problem is only within one of them, if one of them has a lower fertility, then the other one has whatever, very fertile eggs or a high sperm count or whatever it's going to be, then the chances of fertility are much higher. So they made the shiduchim in such a way to make sure that they have more children. Ha'iso kalmana, amra vidom rav, kalmana v'lo almana mamish. Like an almana, but not actually an almana. El kishu shalach bayla medina siyam v'day talach reyla. I mean, when the Jewish people were sent out by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was not like an almana where the relationship is severed forever, where they're gone forever, but it's like an almana in the sense that right now we don't have that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he's going to come back, and therefore it's ke almana, but not an almana mamish. Rabasi v'gayim sarasi v'medinos, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kamakam shein holchin nasin sarim ladunayim. Wherever the Jewish people go, they seem to rise to the top, and they end up becoming very important people. Tan Rabbanan, the Brice demonstrates this. Maisa v'shnei b'nei Adam, the story of two Jewish people, Shinishbu Bar Carmel, that were taken captive in Har Carmel, Ve'yishabai Mahalich Achreim, and their captor was walking behind them. So Amalechon Mehem Lechaveru, one of these captives said to his friend, Gomel Shemalech Savanenu, that camel that we see walking in front of us, Suma Ba'achz Me'enel, is blind in one eye. Utunish Shnei Nodos, and the two jugs that it's carrying on its back, Achash Shel Yayin V'Achash Shel Shemen, one of them has wine in it, the other has oil. Ushnei Bnei Adam Amanigim Osa, and the two people that are leading it, Echad Yisrael Vecha Nachri, one is a Jew and one is a Nachri. So Amalan Shabbai, the captor, said to them, Am Ksheyoref, you're such a stubborn people that even when you're being taken captive, you're so full of yourselves, you think you're Zochet to some sort of Nevuah, that you know all of these secrets, you know these things. May I not Temyodim, where would you know such things? So Amalan, he said, well, I'll tell you, it was just a little bit of, Sherlock Holmes. Gamal me Asavim Shalfaneha, I can see the Gamal is blind in one eye from the grass that's in front of it, because mitzat sheroa chelz, mitzat shein roa eino chelz, it's consistently eating from only one side, so it must see one side, it probably doesn't see the other side. I'm looking at the drippings that are coming out of the two jugs. One of them goes right into the ground and gets absorbed in the ground, and the other stays above the ground level. So that's a characteristic of wine versus oil, so I'm able to see. And the two people leading it, one of them is Jewish and one of them is not. Nachri nifna l'derech v'yisol nifna l'tzadin. Because I see when they need to go to the bathroom, the Nachri just relieves himself right in the middle of the road with no sense of tznius, no sense of busha. And the Jew goes off to the side of the road. And that's midarkei tznius, and that's just part of the nature of the Jewish people. It reminds me of the maisa they say where a woman was dropping off her child at public school on a rainy day. And she said, I could tell you exactly which of these children that are running into school are Jewish and which are not Jewish. She said that the not-Jewish kids are using their books to protect themselves from the rain. The Jewish kids are using their coats to protect their books, right? Meaning there are certain things that are innate to the way that the Jewish people behave. We value the book a lot, and we have a sense of tzinius. So, Radav Achreim, this... captor wanted to see if the person was correct. And so he ran up to where the camel was, and everything they said was right. And he came back and he kissed them on the head. And he brought them back home, and he made a suda gedola, and he danced in front of them. That he chose the zera of Avram, and he gave some of his chachma to them. And wherever they go, they become the sarim to their own masters. And then he freed them, and they were able to go back to their homes b'shalom. The pasuk continues. What are these two cryings that the pasuk is referring to? One for the first base of Mikdash, one for the second base of Mikdash. Balayla al iske layla. It's relating to the night of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when the Meraglim came back to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, Vatisa Kaleid of Yitnu Askalim Vayivku Ha'am Balayla Hahu, so Amar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Alayla Lel Tishbav Haya. That night where the Meraglim were crying, Balayla Hu was Lel Tishbav. Amar Lel Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem B'chisim B'chiy Shalchinam, Aniyek V'lechem B'chiy L'doros. You're crying for no reason. Now there's going to be a day of crying for generations. Dover Acher, Balayla Shkola Bach, Balayla Kolo Nishma. Another interpretation, Balayla is that when people cry at night, since it's so quiet outside, their voices are heard by the neighbors. When you cry at night, there's a greater sense of rachamim. The kochavim and the mazalos cry with him. That others will cry along with them because they're able to hear the crying and it's heartbreaking. There was a story of a neighbor of Rav Gamliel, who lost her son, and she was crying over the loss of her child at night. Rav Gamliel heard her and he cried along with her, till his eyelashes fell out. The next day, the Talmidim saw that he cried, so they didn't want this woman making their Rebbe sad, so they threw her out of the neighborhood. Like a woman who cries over losing her husband of her youth. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Eli kivasulach hagurasak al balnu reha. Hayut sarel rosh. What does sarel rosh refer to? Amarava, Amrabi Yochanan, kalametzal Yisrael nasa rosh. Anyone who afflicts the Jewish people, who persecutes the Jewish people, becomes very important. Kilomu avla asher mutzak la keis harishon heikal artzus vulim vartzen naftali va'achron nichbed derech hayam evar yarden galil hagoyim. Amarava, Amrabi Yochanan, kalametzal Yisrael eino ayev. People who persecute the Jewish people never seem to tire. They always seem to have more koach. This is really schar for the Jewish people, that it would be a bizayon for us to be persecuted at the hands of lowlives, so it's always the most powerful people. Lo aleichem kol avri derech. Amarava, Amrabi Yochanan, mikan lukuvlana min haTorah. You see that if a person speaks about his tzaros to other people, that it's proper to say, lo aleichem, that you shouldn't suffer from such things. That's a proper thing. You see that from the Pasukin Eicha. Kol avri derech, Amrav Amram, Amrav, asu'uni ka avri aldas. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is treating me like someone who violates the religion. Dilu b'stom ksiv, because by stom it says, v'Hashem himtir al Sodom, that Hashem put on Sodom gafris and eish and all this min ha'shamayim. V'ilu b'Yerushalayim ksiv, mimarim shalach eish v'asos av Yerdena. So Yerdena means that they burnt, so he treated them like Sodom. He treated Yerushalayim like Sodom. Uksiv, v'yigdal avon bas ami mechata Sodom, v'chimas upanam yesh b'davar. Well, if Klal Yisrael sinned more than Sodom, why is it that Sodom was totally overturned and Yerushalayim didn't suffer quite exactly the same fate? Why would Hashem give more of a chance to the Anshei Yerushalayim? So Amarava, Amrabi Yochanan, Midi Yisei Rahis of Yerushalayim. There was an extra mile in Yerushalayim, Shalois of Bistom, that Sodom didn't have. Deal Bistom Ksiv, by Sodom it said, Hine Zeh Hoya Avon Sodom Achoseich Go'on Sivas Lechem V'yad Ani Ve'evyon Lohech Zika, that they didn't have any Rachmanos on each other. Vili Yerushalayim Ksiv Yidei Noshim Rachmanios Bishli Yaldeyan, that even these Nashim Rachmanios were cooking their own children. When one of them would do so, she would invite the other one at least to eat with her. They at least had Rachmanos on each other when they saw their neighbors were starving. Sila kol abirei Hashem bikirbi, It's as if you're saying that that a certain coin has lost its image and it became a pasul madbeya, became a madbeya that's no longer over the socher. So we're saying that the people, their limbs, they lost all their normal features and all the normal characteristics. Why is it that throughout Eicha the pasuk with the letter pei comes before the pasuk with the letter ayin? It's because the meraglim were opening their mouths before and speaking about things that they did not see with their own eyes. If a person wants to taste the real taste of bread, it's only if they eat the bread of the Jewish people that they stole from the Jewish people. That either we're referring to dayanim that were mate esadin, that promoted injustice, or we're referring to malamdei tinokos that didn't do a good enough job teaching the children Torah. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Mimanan, who has the ability to say who does not have a chelek in Olam Haba. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.